You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there's Harry Reeser playing one of his own compositions, and it has a rather, speaking of Louis Armstrong, this has nothing to do with him, but the title of that was Heebie Jeebies from 1925, and I think that predated the other one, but there it is, Heebie Jeebies, Harry Reeser's composition, and it sounded more Heebie Jeebies than the other one to me. It really, you know, makes the your flesh kind of, you know, the goose flesh stuff going on there. If you've got no hair on your arms, it's useless. That's what it is. That's just a, you know, an evolutionary holdover, and you know, it's time to get rid of it. That's what I say. And this is Radiola, and I have a lot of opinions, and some of which may not even please me at times. So I'll try to keep them to myself. Radiola is we're smiling. We're as happy as we're going to be for a while here. Life is like a ripe plum, and just, you know, just sweet as anything, juicy and lovely, and it's a good time. So I'm just going to revel in that, and maybe there is trouble ahead, but whatever. Radiola, by the way, is on radiolablog.blogspot.com, and you can find lots of links there too. We're also in the phonograph ring, so if you want to go into the ring, I'll go a few rounds with you too. We can do that. But the phonograph ring, I think that's linked on my page as well on Radiola Blog. So type that into Google, or you'll find it eventually somewhere. Somehow it'll turn up. We proceed now, and you may say that about what I just said, but this is the Virginians in 1923 with Applesauce. So, well, that's good for you.
One that was wished on me. When we were wed, my wifey said, I hope you'll agree. She's got relations, oh what a bunch, came with my ball and chain. Do I love them? Yes, I do. Not let me explain. Of all my wife's relations, there's one I love the best. Oh, how I hate the rest. Her father is a pest. I love to see her brother walk into my love nest. Yell any rags, any bones today, then go through our ice chest. Sister Flo sits with her, Beau in the parlor. When he leaves, it's by request. I love her ma, I love her pa, but there's one more I love by far. Of all my wife's relations, I love myself the best. And on Sunday, that's the big day, they all come down to dinner. Her father and her mother and her sister and her brother and his nephew and his godfather and his forefathers, and their name happens to be Wolf. and how those wolves can eat. She has an Uncle Bill. He's always dressed to kill. He came to spend just a weekend, but he's with us still. All her relations stand in a row. When I bring home my pay, they just love to spend my dough. That's what makes me say, of all my wife's relations, there's one I love the best. I eat with all the rest. They treat me like a guest. When we have roasted chicken, do they give me the breast? Right where the bird got the AXE, the neck on me is pressed. Bang, 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 they start to swing round the hammer. I've been knocked from east to west. I love my wife, I love my wife. And while I swear I love my wife, of all my wife's relations, I love myself the best.
And there is Milo Riga, the Riga Dance Orchestra, in 1922, and OK was trying to capitalize on its laughing record, and that was called Jokes, and that was the OK Laughing Dance Record. Both sides had that tune with different treatments of it, but I will call that part two. That is the B-side of OK 4731. And it's a lot of laughing on there, a lot of, you know, jollity and, you know, whatever. It's, what can you do? Who knows what they were into in that studio? I wouldn't put it past them at all, basically. Before that, Billy Jones, and that goes out to a friend of mine in his situation. Certainly not mine, but his. Of all my life's, all my wife's relations, I love myself the best. 1925, also off OK, and that was, Yes, that really does happen to people, by the way, and it's not very nice when it does. So I send that out by way of comfort and consolation to my good friend who is having some issues. Before that, the Virginians on Victor. Nice copy of that. Applesauce, 1923, and Ross Gorman, basically a contingent from the Paul Whiteman band, who were the Virginians. So if you find those, there you'll hear some good musicians. There's not, and they're generally pretty good jazz readings. They're not bad. If you don't mind the fact that they're not sitting there with a spike in their arm or anything. They're professional musicians. They just didn't crawl out of some bordello or something. So they're doing okay. They're reading the notes and they're doing what they can do. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I can read some notes, but not all of them. And now that we've had that giggle, let's have Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, actually, in 1927 off Columbia. After My Laughter Came Tears.
Our old friends may tell you I'm not grieving, but I've missed you since you went away. To our friends, I've just been make-believing. Don't believe a single word they say. I laughed the day I saw you leave. I laughed and said I'd never grieve. But after my laughter came tears. I told my friends I didn't care. I laughed about our whole affair. But after my laughter came tears. My pride kept me from showing them that I was blue. But by myself, you'll never know what I've been through. My lips concealed a heart in pain. I made believe, but all in vain. For after my laughter came tears. Kept me from showing them that I was blue. But by myself, you'll never know what I've been through. My lips concealed a heart in pain. I made believe, but all in vain. For after my laughter came tears.
Come here, honey. There ain't nobody here but you and I. Now come here real close to your papa and listen to what I have to say. Dear, it's just a year ago we parted, and I thought my dreams were all in vain. But fate picked out a place and brought us face to face. So let's forgive and live our lives again, so you can tenderly hold me, kiss and enfold me. Your eyes have told me that you miss me too. Whisper that never our hearts will sever. Say you'll forever love me tenderly. Now I go into my dance. Tell me that we'll never have to break up, and you're never going to leave me, because if you ever sever our love, I know I can't stand it. I've just got to have you to love me tenderly, please, tenderly.
I fear you're never gonna know, unless the bird is tell you so. I know I'm wasting a lot of love time. I'm in again, I'm blue. Telling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you.
Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, it sounds like Smith Ballou is there bellowing it for you, telling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you, somehow. Well, put it on Facebook, it'll get back to you. 1930, oh yes, you know, you don't tell it to the daisies anymore, you put it on your status. Before that, The Whispering Pianist, which was Art Gillum, and Tenderly on Columbia 710D, that was 1926. The other side of that, by the way, which I decided not to play tonight, is, I think, one of the most depressing vocals ever recorded. But that ain't depressing at all. There's some nice barrel house piano playing in there. Art was a great piano player. Also a very funny guy. So I don't know why he tried some of the other things, but he was actually a comedian and had a lot of, was very gifted in what he did. So that demonstrates his talents to a great extent. Before that, another very talented guy, as you well know, Ukulele Ike, with Cliff Edwards, After My Laughter Came Tears. Not one of his, what I would call one of his fun sides, because this is a show of contrasts, and everybody else is having a good time. So, you know, Ike gets to sit in the kitchen drinking beer with the dog this time in 1927. This is Radiola, and we do like drinking beer with the dog, although we give ourselves a bit more than we give the dog, of course. That would only be humane. And we proceed with a rather exotic set here on Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., trying to be not too exotic, but this is fairly exotic. But we're going to start off slow with this and then get more patronizing as it goes on. The Mitchell Brothers, in 1926, also off of Victor. And I like this. You don't hear this song every day. You don't hear it every week, and you don't even hear it every year. But here it is. Give me a ukulele and a ukulele baby.
You can leave the rest to me. do, to my little baby. While she's on my knee, give me a ukulele and a ukulele, baby. And with a little you can leave the rest to me.
Japanese sun leaves say good morning to
Oh, Lord. I don't know how to explain that recording except that I had to play it, and I had a nice copy of it. Austin Young singing with Paul Whiteman in 1928. That's off one of those potato jobs. Paul Whiteman was there with on the label with his, you know, looking like he had had some bad seafood. But Japanese Mammy, which might have the same effect, actually. Maybe that's why... Maybe he heard that record and they took his picture and then you know they did that put the label on like that. But what a song. Before that, Guy Lombardo in a rather nicer tune, Japanese, 1928. Also, it must have been a 1928 thing. They were doing that Japanese thing in that era, and it was sort of, you know, patronizing, of course, because, you know, Americans don't make fun of themselves, they make fun of other people. That's what Americans do, apparently. Beginning with Mitchell Brothers going over a whole range of people they can't seem to get a date with. Give Me a Ukulele and a Ukulele Baby, 1926. And this is Radiola, and I've got a date, so, you know, that's all I have to say. We proceed on Radiola now with another guy who sounds a lot like Whispering Jack Smith, although he's not. Little Jack Little playing the piano and singing it for you, and he'll announce the whole thing himself, so we'll just let him do that. But it's Everybody Loves You, 1928.
Here it is. Often told me, but it isn't true, that I'm the only one in love with you. And though I'm always wishing it could be, there's lots of competition for me. When the birdies in the trees sing their pretty melodies, why, you're the one they want to please. Everybody loves you. All the little butterflies look at you with jealous eyes. I suppose they realize everybody loves you. And in their little beds, all the flowers I see just droop their little heads when they see you with me. Gee, I can see the setting sun kiss you when the day is done. No, I'm not the only one. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves you. very truly, Little Jack Little.
In my neighborhood, a girl named Trudy has the fellows running after her, and they all feel it their duty to call at her home and sing to this beauty. Trudy, we always want you near us. Trudy, when you're around, you cheer us. You've got a smile worth a million to see. You're such a cutie, you're just as sweet as Tootie Fruity. Trudy, who'll be the lucky fellow? Tell, oh, tell us, please do. Trudy, we mean it truly, ooly, ooly, ooly. Trudy, we love you. Every now and then the boys would find her swimming with her girlfriends all around, and follow closely behind her, and when they were near, they'd shout and remind her, Trudy, we love our swimming daughter. Trudy, you're like a fish in water. You swam the channel at treacherous sea, but you went through it. We knew that you could do it, Trudy. To think a girl like you, dear, broke the world's record too. Trudy, now that you've done your duty, Trudy, Uncle Sam is proud of you.
There's Lo Stokes and his North Georgians in also in 1928. Take Me to the Land of Jazz. And Lo Stokes was a very remarkable musician. Apparently, he'd been shot at numerous... He was mainly a fiddle player and worked with Gid Tanner. But he was shot at like more than anyone ever has to be shot at in their life. And after this record was made, he had suffered... the loss of part of his right hand, and had a mechanic friend build a prosthesis so that he could play the fiddle with his bowing hand basically shot off. But he had some way of playing the fiddle. He just kept at it. More power to him. I hope they didn't shoot at him much after that. But you know, he could have waved that thing around. That could have done it too. Who knows? But Take Me to the Land of Jazz, and the guitarist on there, whom I don't know who it is because I don't have a discography for this this material, but that guitarist is incredible. Sounds like Eddie Lang, but Eddie Lang on a really, really good day. I mean, a very, very great guitarist playing there, just flat picking the heck out of that thing. And I like Take Me to the Land of Jazz. Very good, very good side. And Lo Stokes lived, he played with that prosthesis for 50 years, by the way, just to let you know. So it's nice to be able to do that. Nice to go on after you've had a setback and keep doing stuff. Before that, Johnny Marvin. Speaking of somebody who did something remarkable, that's a very topical song about Gertrude Ederle. Trudy, 1926. Gertrude Ederle, of course, swam the English Channel and did a pretty good job of it, apparently, because they wrote songs about her. Then they wrote about Lindy, and everybody forgot about Trudy. But Trudy was just as good as Lindy. Beginning with Little Jack Little, Everybody Loves You, 1928. And this is Radiola, and Radiola's in a good state of mind this week. So love is in the air, and a lot of other things. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm keeping my feet on the ground as much as I can. We're going to finish with a nice set of stuff here. Ben Sullivan and his orchestra, Dietz and Schwartz, from the Bandwagon, 1931. And I've been low, and I've been high, and well, higher is better. Not chemically high, but naturally so. And here it is.
Come to me. left all my blue days behind. I've learned how to care, and there's love, really love, on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby. Baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher. That's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby. Baby's crazy about me. Parson, get that book out. Ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout. You can understand. It's an A1 combination with a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby. Baby's crazy about me.
Ted Lewis and his band Fats Waller, I'm Crazy About My Baby, 1931. There's no comment necessary on that. That is just one wild recording, and I love it. Before that, Ben Sullivan with High and Low, 1931. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm smiling. I'm feeling good, and I hope you're feeling good as well. That's the only way to be. And we're going to finish up with the Knickerbockers under the direction also of Ben Sullivan. Irving Kaufman on the vocal, Roman, My Little Gypsy Sweetheart.
Roam on, my little gypsy sweetheart. Keep on roaming till you roam back.